מתוך מאמר 16 וכאשר יענו אותו.
From article 16 and when he was tortured.
ונחזור לאשר.
We will return to our first question. As the Zohar asks, since their end of the exile is reached, why is it written and the king of Egypt died? Because the descent is considered as death. And since the king of Egypt fell, which is their minister, the Creator remembered Israel and heard their prayer. We find that no prayer will help until the time comes. So there is no reason to do anything because the Creator did not hear their prayer. And we can understand these words in a simple manner. It was what our sages demanded in the verse, I am the Creator, Be'ita Achishena, at its own time and hastening the time. When the time comes, the awakening will come from the Creator's behalf, which Israel will repent. We find that the choice is about the time, as he says in the introduction to the book of Zohar. We'll read it again.
Returning to what the Zohar says, and the king of Egypt died, because the descent is considered death. And since the king of Egypt fell, which is their minister, the Creator remembered Israel, and he heard their prayer. So, no prayer can help before the time has come. If so, there is nothing that one can do because the Creator will not hear their prayer. And we have to understand the simple meaning of these things, that it's the same as our sages demanded regarding the verse, I am the Creator, Be'ita Achishena. You merit Achishena. You don't, Be'ita. Meaning when the time comes, then the awakening from the Creator will come, by which Israel will repent. So, it follows that the choice is regarding the speed at which you can attain things, as it says in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. A question to discuss in the workshops. How do we cross the narrow bridge that we have built during the lesson, and what do we have to add? Again, how do we cross the narrow bridge between us during the lesson, and what do we have to add in order to cross the Red Sea? Again, how do we cross the narrow bridge that's between us during the lesson, and what do we have to add in order to cross the Red Sea?
We just have to make the efforts, and the Creator will help. We have to do as little children, just make efforts according to what we understand, and the Creator will help, the light that reforms.
The
main thing is that there has to be some kind of connection so that we won't be able to escape.
We can't build a bridge to the Creator, only a bridge to the friend. And to the extent that that bridge is powerful and touches the heart, to that extent we'll have a bridge to the Creator.
There's a very simple scheme. They, and the Creator.
We integrate with the friends.
Again, the question is, how do we cross the narrow bridge between us during the lesson, and what do we have to add in order to cross the Red Sea?
So as strong as the bridge is, we can pass on it together. And the Red Sea is already when the Creator cuts the rope and wants to see what we'll do.
This bridge is the bridge between me and the 10. That's the only bridge that there is. And if we'll draw enough light that will correct our relations, then that will lead us to the spiritual opening.
The connection between us is a place of the shattering. So first we have to recognize it as something shattered, something that needs taken care of. My attitude towards the friends, the ten, the quality of bestow, it all becomes one place. If the place is revealed as shattered, it means there's already a bit of light shining on it, because otherwise we couldn't see it. And so we have to just invite the light. No other action, but it just has to be an active part of us to integrate, connect, make efforts in this, and especially during the lesson, we can discover the place of the shattering.
We have to continue as much as we can. Continue as much as we can. To try as much as we can. To get closer to each other in order to be able to serve the Creator. And to give each other the spirit and to create such an atmosphere that everything that happens, especially those things that seem as things that distance us from each other, are made only in order to bring us closer and to support each other. To see things this way, and with God's help, together we'll succeed.
Put efforts in prayer. So if we build a bridge between one another and pray for that too, we'll also pass the Red Sea.
All the conditions that the Creator gives us, these are conditions that we never had in life before. We're sitting now together, our ten, we have to focus in the center of the ten, then we'll have a prayer, all of us together, to the Creator, His desire being to reveal Himself to us, to give us contentment, and for sure we will succeed.
And we widen this narrow bridge through the bridges of love between us and connection. When we start walking on it, we reach the Red Sea and see we can't hold on to this. Because first is just to serve us, but when we wanted to serve the Creator, He passes us over.
Depending on the extent to which this connection will be important for us, that it will be more important than anything else in life. And first to pray for that and to demand that.
צריך תראה, אנחנו כאילו חסרי כביכול מעשה, זה הכל האור בא.
It's all the light that comes and works and does, and we just have to give it some place. Our job is to give it a place to work, meaning to bring a deficiency. And we can do that if we try first to integrate between us things we decided as a place for connection. Just like iron laws, we have to keep this. So if a person doesn't come, we either go to the hospital or a cemetery. It's like a joke, and it isn't a joke. If a person sticks onto this, he has a place to go through all these vibrations. Because if he just moves around according to his inner movements, there's no place of effort. There's no effort on our behalf. So I think first to adhere to those places, and then through that we can awaken a deficiency for the light. If I remember, I want to check this, that first of all, it's great that you're here, Vlad. I think you're with us for the first time, right? In a workshop. The article we started Passover with is the article that Passover is when you can attain the light of faith. So today, too, I read it after the holiday, and there's a huge, great powers in that Shamati article. So we're at the end of this Passover attack, and also here there's a very special forces, and it's the end of the holiday, so it's all gathering into this one point. We just demanded to make the efforts, and there's a force that can help us perform this miracle and break the machsom between us. It's not the end, it's a beginning of an important process in our group, and just give gratitude that we reach these times and these states, and keep praying. Also, subjugation is needed in this process to constantly be in it, to have greatness of the Rav, of the group, of the Creator, that it'll be in front of us all the time.